Showcase of Innovative River Restoration Projects. Today's Showcase of Innovative River Restoration Projects is essential for a healthy environment. These projects do more than restore rivers, they enhance water quality and support local wildlife. By using smart designs, we can improve ecosystems and help communities thrive. Engaging local residents is key. Together, we can build strong partnerships and manage our rivers sustainably. Dive in to discover the incredible benefits and techniques behind these transformative projects. Benefits of innovative river restoration projects enhancing water quality. When you think about rivers, what comes to mind? Fresh water for drinking, swimming, and fishing, right? Innovative river restoration projects focus on improving water quality. They help reduce pollution and sediment, resulting in cleaner water for communities. For travelers, understanding water quality assessment tips can enhance their experience. Here's how these projects can make a difference. 1. Reduced pollution. Projects filter out harmful chemicals and waste. 2. Improved clarity. Less sediment means clearer water for recreation. 3. Enhanced safety. Cleaner water reduces health risks for both humans and wildlife. Supporting local wildlife, rivers are home to many creatures. Innovative river restoration projects create habitats for fish, birds, and other wildlife, supporting biodiversity and enriching local ecosystems. For enthusiasts, exploring wildlife spotting guides can enhance the appreciation of these habitats. Here are some ways these projects help wildlife. 1. New habitats. Restorations create spaces for animals to thrive. 2. Food sources. Healthy rivers provide food for fish and birds. 3. Migration paths. Projects can open pathways for migrating species. How innovative river design improves ecosystems. When rivers are restored, they become vibrant ecosystems. The design of these projects is crucial, mimicking nature's patterns to allow plants and animals to flourish. Understanding riverbank conservation is essential for effective restoration. Here's a quick look at how these designs work. 1. Natural flow encourages fish spawning and plant growth. 2. Wetlands creation acts as a buffer against floods and filters water. 3. Native plants supports local wildlife and stabilizes riverbanks. Community involvement in river restoration. Engaging local residents. Getting local residents involved in river restoration is key. Engaging with your community creates a sense of ownership. Here are some ways to get started. 1. Organize cleanup days. Gather your neighbors for a day of cleaning the riverbanks. It's a great way to bond and make a difference. 2. Host educational workshops. Teach locals about the river ecosystem. Knowledge is power. Consider organizing educational river trips for hands-on learning. 3. Create volunteer opportunities. Offer chances for residents to help with planting trees or monitoring water quality. Building partnerships for success. Partnerships can significantly enhance river restoration efforts. By teaming up with local organizations, you can boost your impact. Here's how to build those partnerships. 1. Schools. Educational programs for students. 2. Nonprofits. Resources and volunteer support. 3. Businesses. Funding and community outreach. When you work together, you can share resources and ideas, leading to better results for the river. Engaging local communities is vital for successful river trips and initiatives. The role of community in sustainable river management. Your community plays a vital role in managing rivers sustainably. It's not just about restoration, it's about long-term care. Here's how you can contribute. 1. Advocate for policies. Speak up for rules that protect rivers. 2. Monitor river health. Keep an eye on pollution and wildlife. 3. Promote sustainable practices. Encourage neighbors to reduce waste and use eco-friendly products. Understanding strategies for minimizing your footprint can help. Your involvement can create a ripple effect. When everyone pitches in, it leads to a healthier river and a stronger community. Techniques used in river restoration projects. Ecological restoration techniques explained. Innovative river restoration projects employ various ecological techniques to restore the health of waterways. These techniques repair damage caused by pollution, urban development, and other human activities. Here are some key methods. 1. Revegetation. Planting native plants helps restore habitats and improves water quality. 2. Stream bank stabilization. Using natural materials like rocks and plants to prevent erosion protects riverbanks. 3. Wetland restoration. Recreating wetlands filters pollutants and provides homes for wildlife. Nature-based solutions for rivers. Nature-based solutions harness the power of the natural environment to solve problems. These solutions are often more effective and sustainable than traditional methods. Here are some examples. 1. Buffer strips, areas of vegetation along riverbanks that absorb runoff and filter pollutants. 2. Natural flood management. This approach allows rivers to flood in controlled areas, reducing the risk of damage elsewhere. 3. Green infrastructure. Using plants and soil to manage stormwater helps keep rivers clean. Floodplain rehabilitation and its importance. Floodplains are crucial for a river's health. Rehabilitating floodplains helps restore natural processes and improves water quality. Here's why it matters. 1. Wildlife habitat. Floodplains provide homes for fish, birds, and other animals. 2. Water storage. They act as natural sponges, absorbing excess water during floods. 3. Nutrient cycling. Floodplains help recycle nutrients, benefiting both land and water ecosystems. Incorporating floodplain rehabilitation into innovative river restoration projects is vital. It supports biodiversity and enhances the resilience of our waterways.